39 years ago today, President Ronald Reagan was in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
If you recall, that was the big flood of 1982. And the Washington Post wrote a great article about the president's visit. So apparently the president was doing a swing through the South to talk about economics or something like that. He saw the news reports about what was happening in Fort Wayne. So before he went back to Washington, he made a last minute decision and said, nope, I want to go to Fort Wayne. Let's go to Fort Wayne. And he did. And so that's where you see all the pictures of the president on the banks of the river helping pass sandbags along.
Yeah, he saw the kids, mm-hmm. the young people, who basically saved the city of Fort Wayne in the early 80s. And he was, you know, was like, I want to go there and I want to say hi and mm-hmm. see what I can do to help, so to speak. And so he came, he went to the Coliseum where they were filling sandbags. And then he went out to some of the locations where they were placing the sandbags.
Yep. He even lost a boot in the mud.
Yes, he did.
he himself said that we should all be very proud of these, quote, youngsters up there pitching those sandbags.
Right. So if you're listening to this, and I guess you would be maybe in your 50s now, you were responsible for saving the city of Fort Wayne. Literally, they had no idea what they were going to do if it wasn't for the young people to come out and fill sandbags.
That's awesome.
It is. It's a great story. And then Johnny Cougar came with a free concert in 1982.
Well, I can remember I was probably in sixth or seventh grade, and a neighbor had a pickup, Dodge pickup truck, and he loaded all us boys up, and we went down to several of the areas and sandbagged all night long. And I remember at one point, I think it was down by maybe 4th Street or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, right. they got hit pretty bad, and we were sandbagging, and we couldn't put sandbags up fast enough, and they finally just called us off because they thought it might just collapse. But very vivid memories of that.
You know, and you were, what you said struck me was the fact that you were in 6th grade.
Yeah.
You were that young, and they needed everybody mm-hmm. they could get to help out.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, everyone just pitched in and did, you know, kids of my age, you know, were just pitching in, and some of us stayed up almost all night long, you know, to do that. So
it really, it really is something that they need to be proud of, because literally, if it wasn't for the young people back in 1982, you know, the people today who are, you know, maybe 45 to 60 years old, this city would have been really bad. I mean, it was bad enough, but because of the hard work and the sandbags and stopping the water. Now, since then, a lot of things have changed in the design of areas around Fort Wayne. But back then you guys were the heroes. That's why you got Johnny Cougar to come and do a free concert.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me go to that.
What?
She said I was old enough to sandbag, but not old enough to go to a concert. So anyways, I missed out on that.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.